It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Thousands of New Yorkers gathered at Ground Zero today to mark the fifth anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. A hush fell over the site where the World Trade Center once stood as family members, government officials, and others observed four moments of silence, two to mark the minutes that planes crashed into the towers and two to mark the moments when the towers collapsed. Mayor Michael Bloomberg addressed the crowd.
5 years have come and gone, and we still stand together as one. We come back to this place to remember the heartbreaking anniversary and each person who died here, those known and unknown to us, whose absence is always with us.
New York Mayor Bloomberg speaking this morning. NPR's Margot Adler is at Ground Zero at the ceremony and joins us now. Margot, what is happening there as we speak?
Well, at this moment, they are still reading the names. We're basically about at letter P. This year, the names are being read by spouses, partners, and significant others. The moments of silence have all passed. There have been some beautiful poems read, and it's a spectacular day, almost eerily beautiful, just as it was on September 11th, 5 years ago. Crystal air, blue skies, and the feeling is very reflective. I would say that it's quieter than ceremonies I've seen in the past.
And 2,749 names being read this morning. Talk to us about some of those names.
Well, those names have shifted a little bit over the years. They include the people on the two airlines. The number does not include the 10 hijackers. Over the years, a few have been removed because of duplication or fraud. But the real change in the names is not the 2,749, but those victims where there have been remains and those where there have not. At this point, the number is 1,598 that are accounted for. But that means that 42%, more than 1,000, have not been accounted for. And this number is still changing because in the past year, 760 remains were found at 130 Liberty Street when they were doing demolitions of the Deutsche Bank building.
And last week, 5 years later, architects unveiled designs for three new office towers at the World Trade Center site. Tell us about that plan.
Well, you never know, given all the ups and downs with this site, but all the plans are, all the buildings are very different. They're all from different renowned architects, two are English, two are Japanese, one is Japanese. One building, Norman Foster's Tower 2, will be topped by four shining diamonds that will light up Lower Manhattan at night. The diamonds are meant to incline toward the September 11th memorial as a sign of respect to the victims. The construction is planned to begin in 2007 and end by 2012, but given the past, who knows whether that will be true or even if the designs will hold.
And Margot, you've been in New York for earlier 9/11 memorials. What's different about this year?
Well, I think the issue that's resonating in the city, that's found its way into the front page articles and editorials in the New York Times, is a focus on the first responders who heroically went down to Ground Zero and worked, and many gave their help. This is an issue that people pussyfooted around for years, but recent reports from Mount Sinai Medical Center and other studies leave little doubt that many people were seriously, maybe thousands, particularly those who were there the first few days, were seriously affected, have severe respiratory problems. And I think now we're beginning to perhaps, there are beginning to be calls to give these heroic individuals their due finally.
Margot, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
NPR's Margot Adler at Ground Zero in New York this morning. You can meet some of the people whose lives changed on 9/11 in an audio slideshow at npr.org.